It's 5:35, the afternoon music show continuing on here on KNBA. Some great live music all through the month of February. So many different artists coming in and touring, and we're getting it all started at the tail end of January with a returning Alaskan, if you will. Special Thursday evening edition of the Alaska Music Spotlight as we welcome back to Alaska the artist Paul Basil. Paul grew up in New York and after graduating from college lived in Alaska and the Alaskan life in Bethel for just about 5 years, where he began his music career in a sense, found his voice and his drive to be a working musician. He now has a New York-based band called Great Elk and will be performing several solo dates he has over the last couple weeks, and he's got a couple more coming up this weekend. Welcome back to Alaska, Paul. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Lauren. It's good to be here.
So Paul's show is tonight at the Taproot. Evan Phillips opening up for the evening. It's all put together by Monolith Agency. And you mentioned Paul growing up in the suburbs in New York. And I kind of wanted to know right out of the gates here, what was the original pull for you to come to Alaska? And how interesting was the difference when you got here?
I was just thinking about this the other day, actually. The first time I can remember wanting to come to Alaska, I was in maybe a sophomore in high school. And I had that big Peterson's Guide to Colleges all over the country. And, you know, big, huge, dictionary-sized book. And I would just flip through, just looking for places to go, not even thinking about academics or anything, just looking for a place to go. I think I knew at a young age that the suburbs of New York City wasn't for me. And so I remember stumbling upon University of Alaska Fairbanks and thinking, oh, that's where I want to go. And of course, my mom shot that down very quickly. But yeah, I came out here after college, and that idea of, you know, whatever romanticized idea that people come to Alaska for.
Sure.
I probably read a lot of Jack London and got those ideas in my head, and maybe more than anything, just really wanted to do something very different, wanted to be someplace very different, and I certainly found it in Bethel.
So when you settled in there, you found yourself in a music community. We're going to chat about that in just a little bit and some more about how geography seeps into songwriting and just where home is. So Paul has got a show once again tonight starting at 9:30. Evan Phillips opening up the evening. You can check out his solo music. Your band Great Elk is not here with you today.
They're not.
But you will be returning with them soon, and we have been spinning some of your new music.
Oh, great.
Very much enjoying that.
Cool.
What can you share with us here this evening with your acoustic that you've brought with you?
Yeah, I'm going to do a song from that album that you've been playing, Autogeography. This song is called I'm Going to Bend.
As in Bend, Oregon?
No. I've had to make that distinction a lot lately.
Just a little bent.
All right, here we go.
Well, I still hear you telling me to keep a watchful eye. Forgotten all things the good that love brings to live a righteous life. But when the wind blows and the house shakes, oh, that's when I know, I know, I know. Yeah, I know I'm gonna bend. Yeah, I know I'm gonna break. Yeah, I know I'm gonna bend. I know I'm gonna break. There's something to this beneath all the mess. There must be a reason why. It's hard to see it, it's hard to feel it. Oh, I know I should try. But when the wind blows and the house shakes, oh, that's when I know, I know, I know. Yeah, I know I'm gonna bend. Oh, I know I'm gonna break. I know I'm gonna bend. I know I'm gonna break. find your love and feel your love, then give it all away. We'll find your love and feel your love, then give it all away. Then when the wind blows and the house shakes, when you think it's all you can take, or dig into your chest, you pull out what you can, and then I insist. When the wind blows and the house shakes, when you think it's all you can take, dig into your chest, you pull out what you can, and then I insist, you spread it all around.
Finding a little personal introspection through windstorms. So I know that well, as I'm up in Bear Valley and we get hit hard quite often. Bend, the remaining title of the song, Bend But Not Break?
It's the title of the song is I'm Going to Bend.
I'm Going to Bend. I'm sorry, I forgot
the line
that.
There is I know I'm going to bend, I know I'm going to break.
You know it going in. Thank you for the music. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
We've got more songs still to come with Paul Basil, whose show is tonight at the Taproot, 9:30 this evening. Evan Phillips opening up the program. He's back in Alaska. That's a good thing. So tell us a little bit about finding your voice when you got here. Were you a musician before you came in, or did you really purely find yourself out there in rural AK?
Well, I would say I was a hobbyist. Maybe had performed a little bit, I guess, but I was writing songs, but not with any ambition, just because it was personally satisfying.
So I'm thinking, I was thinking earlier, if it was easier in a small community to experiment with singing in front of the public, and you kind of said, you know, it's actually in a way the opposite. It's a little tougher when there's people you know in the audience.
Yeah, especially night. I think, you know, maybe I feel that more now than I did then. But, you know, if you get into writing anything remotely personal, it's a lot easier to bare your soul to strangers than it is to people who already know you.
So was it tough to get up on a stage out in that rural area because of that?
Well, I would say that the turning point in Bethel in terms of performing was for a short while my friend out there owned a coffee shop, and there's a bunch of us who were writing songs, playing music together. We'd put on music every Saturday night for about a year and a half, and having that regular opportunity to play, for one thing, but also being around a bunch of other really talented songwriters and friends, we drove each other to, you know, who's gonna have a new song next week, and man, is my song going to be better than his song, or, you know, and all that sort of friendly but good competition. It was really in that year that I got serious about writing and then decided to leave and go back to New York pursue it.
You know, you got me wondering about who's out there in Bethel that I'm missing out on. Who are those musicians that we're not receiving demos from? You got any friends out there still that you
maybe give
a shout out to?
My good friend in Bethel, Kevin Morgan, he's got a lot of songs that the world should hear.
Okay, we'll keep an eye out for Kevin.
Kevin Morgan.
keep an eye out for him. Is it tough to put together a band out there because of the talent pool's maybe not quite as deep? So you found enough characters to join in with four piece?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with bands ranging from classic three piece drums, bass and guitar to we had a 10-piece band that played a couple shows called the Infidel Castros. we're probably better at naming our bands than actually performing. But, it seemed like at the time anyway that there was no shortage of talented people and people who were eager to play, maybe more than anything. And we were really only looking to have fun.
Any way that Bethel's found its way into any of your songwriting recently or... things that have started to appear with Great Elk, the references to those experiences, that place?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, the years I spent in Bethel were really formative for me. And so I think the experiences I had there, they sneak their way into songs frequently. And I think you and I were chatting earlier about how some of these songs that I've written in the last few years deal with this idea of home, or, you know, feeling like you belong in a place. And Bethel is a place where I really felt that. And so I think a lot of times I long for that still, and I maybe haven't felt it as much since I left.
I was just thinking about that sense of home, and the fact that the sort of the autobiography told through the context of geography, the mm-hmm. recent album that you've put out. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Thought we'd cue up a song from the album. I got a couple of choices here. Any particular favorite
Let's do Give Up, because that, you know, relates to what we're talking about.
So this is from the new Great Elk album, so you can hear the whole band together on this song called Give Up. Paul Basil live in studio at 90.3 KNBA. It's Great Elk featuring Paul Basil and the song called Give Up, 90.3 KNBA. Paul is in studio and in town for a show tonight over at the Taproot at 9:30 this evening. Evan Phillips opening up the program. How long has Great Elk actually been together, Paul?
Somebody asked me this earlier, and it's somewhere like 4 or 5 years.
But first full studio release.
That was, we put out an EP or a couple of EPs earlier on, but that was our first full-length album, and it came out last year. And we're now at work maybe halfway through our next record.
Are you in full working musician mode now?
I am. I'm like really proud to say that the last 6 months or so, I don't have a job.
You may
this is it.
Don't have a job. I'm committed. It takes work.
It does, and it was especially like so. We should tell the listeners. I don't actually live in New York City right now. I moved with my wife to a farm in Oregon a few months ago, and that's really what's at least right now making it possible is not having a bartend to pay the rent in New York City and just deal with all the temptations of New York City.
That's gotta be spendy out there.
Yeah. I mean, it maybe doesn't have to be for a more disciplined person, but there's just so much good food and so many nice bars, and it's just hard to not succumb to it frequently.
So going back to the East Coast, forming the band after 5 years in a rural environment, we were talking about whether you were intimidated by the urban sprawl. And you kind of answered that question by saying, yeah, I moved back to Oregon after all that time. And I would think it would be tough out there with all the other artists vying for the attention of the audiences. So you've been in rural, you've been in the East Coast, you've gone to Oregon. Let's talk about where home is.
Yeah.
And how that's been working its way into your music lately.
Sure. I mean, I suppose, the cliched thing to say is home is where you are, or home is where your heart is. And there's truth to that, for sure.
Home is where you want to go back to.
Right? There you go.
Less where you are, where you want to return to.
I've been traveling a lot the last several months, and so I'm pretty excited to go back to Oregon next week.
So maybe
feeling
that's
like,
home. It's feeling like home.
Home is where my cat is. That's it.
That's pretty good. Home is where the cat is, and that would be very true. So I was thinking, speaking of cats, let's kind of reverse that a little bit. How's the dog mushing in Oregon? You did a little bit of work on a dog lot, a little mushing when you were out in Bethel.
Yeah, I had a very brief and uncelebrated mushing career out in Bethel.
Set that aside, not too much action in New York or Oregon?
Yeah, that's for sure. I was fortunate to just be out in Bethel for the K300 last year or the week before. And I really love the sport and love being around dogs. It was really fun to be there for that and reminisce.
I think that makes you an honorary Alaskan right there. And a little bit of home will always be up here somewhere, I'm sure. What can you share with us next here? We've got the acoustic all set and ready.
Yeah, I'm going to do another song about home. This one is called Oh, My Home, My Ohio. I never lived in Ohio, just for clarification. It's just a good word to rhyme with. So that's a song.
In the early morning, before the city wakes, I think of my beginning in my old home place. I knew each rock and tree limb, I knew each smell and sound, a land and body sewn together, silent and profound. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. I wish I could go back there to that place I love so well. I miss it from my innards more than I should tell. But my people have all moved on, yes, my friends are placeless too. And I know it'd all be different now, my memories must do. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, Ohio. Oh my, oh my. heart can tell you I'm happy where I am. The city has been good to me, but there is still a pain, a stinging in the same spot where my home once was. Now I just hope that someday I can find a place again. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, Ohio. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my,
Paul Basil live in studio on 90.3 KMBA. The show tonight at 9:30 at Taproot is a solo performance. Just a couple more dates, and then you head back down south to where it's freezing cold. It's good to have you up here. Thanks for taking some time to share some stories and songs with us.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
I think I would love it if maybe we could squeeze one more tune out of you.
Oh, we can try and do that.
If you got something prepared, it'd be fun to get another song for the drive home. Again, Paul and his band Great Elk touring around the Lower 48 occasionally. Where can folks get information about you online?
Oh, sure. We're the best place is greatelkmusic.com, but we're in all the usual social media and music sales places that, you know, you find stuff about bands.
And a little nod to Monolith Agency for helping bring you on up here and keeping us supplied with some great music. Thanks, guys. So one more tune for the drive home. What are you able to share with us?
Well, tell me, what are the rules about playing a cover song? Is that...
No rules?
No rules. There's no
rules.
This is Alaskan radio.
I think it's very much welcome. There's something nice about familiarity and exploration all at the same time.
Yeah. I'm going to choose this one just because it's short and it seems like that's a good idea. This is a Daniel Johnston song that I love to sing.
True love will find you in the end. You're going to find out who was your real friend. Well, don't be sad, I know you will. Well, don't give up until true love will find you in the end. This is a promise with a catch. Only if you're looking will it find you. This true love is searching too. How will it recognize you unless you step out into the light? Well, don't be sad, I know you will. Well, don't give up until true love will find you in the end. Well, don't be sad, I know you. Don't give up until true love will find you. True love will find you. True love will find you in the end.
Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
Enjoy the show tonight. Have fun with the crowd and let them know where you're from.